Innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
Welcome to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to another great evening of conversation. Also, looking forward to hearing your soul's expression. As always, we will open up the opportunity for questions and comments later in the show. Please take note of the number to dial in, 929-477-3860. Press 1. If you're listening on the web, there's a section there for you to make comments, or you can make use of the chat room. Feel free to also give us your soul's expression via Facebook.com, The Soul Speaks, LRM. I am so excited about what's been going on. As I told you last week, we are headed for change. It's time for change. It's time to do something different. It's time to move to higher ground. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, it is your time now. Now is the time to move forward. Now is the time to reach that higher ground, to accomplish whatever it is you want to do. You know, even if you just want to do nothing and reside in just peace and joy, you know, whatever success is to you. I encourage you to stay tuned for the next few weeks as we apply all the principles that we're going to be talking about. Last week we had an awesome time. Let me just recap what we talked about. Our topic was your soul's expression, the truth about what you think and feel. We said that the soul is the embodiment of our will, mind or intellect, and emotions. And some will say the seat of human personality. The soul is designed to have God personality, meaning the image and likeness expressed through your soul. We should be expressing God's likeness, his love, compassion, kindness. Some will refer to that as the fruit of the Spirit. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is, how much of God's likeness are we expressing through our souls? We had testimonies and questions and suggestions from our listeners. Miss Sharon challenged if every man has the Spirit of God in them because of the evil acts that they do. We can attest to that just basically, you know, about everything that we hear daily in the news, the evil acts of men. So, yes. If you would ask that question, could they possibly have the Spirit of God in them and perform those evil acts? Miss Yvette called in and she suggested that we take a look at the Holy Bible in Romans 7:15 and 18. She gave us those scriptures to take a look at, and it talks a little bit about what we are going through. Paul talks about the challenge in his soul to will to do what's right. He said that when he wills to do what's right, he doesn't do it. He does what's wrong. When he wills to do what's wrong, you know, that there is no, he's able to do that freely. He said that he doesn't see the will present to do good. So this is all about what we choose to do. And it is really, really a choice, as we discussed, because the Spirit of God, the image and likeness of God, we can't change that. This is what he has made us to be, in his image and after his likeness. We were made from the Spirit of God, and that doesn't change. It doesn't matter where you're from, what religion you are. We can't change that. And so the point is, we are missing the mark. We are missing the awareness that the Spirit of God is in us, and the will to do good is all up to us. And when we change the way we process our thinking, then we will fall in line with that which is the will of God for our lives. I think I will give this short little testimony quickly just as an example. And we had a testimony last week about smoking, and mine will be the same. We know that there are a lot worse things besides smoking that we could testify about, but we won't. We got to work. We have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. But just as an example of our will, I can remember when I wanted to learn how to smoke. Well, I knew that was wrong. You know, it's not my parents didn't teach me to smoke. You know, we were told, you know, by doctors, by your parents, that smoking wasn't good. But for me, on the inside, I really knew it wasn't the right thing to do. But from the outside, what I was seeing, I thought was pretty cool. You know, the kids hanging on the corner, smoking cigarettes, making O's with the smoke. You know, I was like, wow, I want to learn how to do that. Knowing on the inside that it wasn't right, but ignoring that which I was feeling on the inside, which is God leading me in the right direction, but I wanted to do what I saw, and what I saw told me that it was fun. And so, you know, I forced myself, actually. I can remember coughing and feeling sick and nauseous and, you know, eyes burning, all kinds of drama, trying to learn how to do something that was wrong and knowing all the time that it was wrong. And so I say that to say that it is our will. We have free will. But the Spirit of God was always there, is always there, never going anywhere, never changing. You've heard that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is spirit, and it is his spirit that he has created us with, and that's it. We all have it. So all these issues that we have with different religions and, you know, are really just our belief system. But the truth of the matter is we are all from the Spirit of God. God is within all of us. And what I really like to say about that is not so much that God is in all of us. God is, and we are in him. So that was our last week's topic, and we're going to move on to this week's topic, which is the greater you. And the greater you talks about how to get beyond some of the challenges that we have. I wanted to reiterate what Paul said because it's a good example, and I'm going to take just a moment to take a look at that if I can see it. Okay. Now, what he was saying is he doesn't find the will to do good. In other words, the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. And the challenge is how to perform that which is good when you know that what you're doing is wrong. So we're going to talk about the greater you, and what we want to get from that is that we are more than able. You know, we have to take responsibility, and we can get some things done. We can be happy. We can have joy and peace in our lives. After the break, we will get into our topic tonight, the greater you. Take this opportunity to put out a call via Facebook, social media, you know, on telephone. Let someone else know that what's going on. It's hard sometimes in these days to find things that are beneficial. And I believe in my heart that what we're going to be talking about, these topics are beneficial to us. And so we want to share them. We will be back to discuss our topic after the break.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you're so cute.
Been doing like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Dude, that's Sarah.
Who's
the girl in the pink shirt. That's the girl I was telling you about.
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. When are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. So think before you post.
We have a big problem, and we need your help.
It's happening on college campuses, at bars, at parties, even in high schools.
It's happening to our sisters and our daughters,
our wives and our friends.
It's called sexual assault, and it has to stop.
We have to stop it. So listen up.
If she doesn't consent, or if she can't consent, it's rape, it's assault.
It's a crime. It's wrong.
If I saw it happening, I was taught you have to do something about it.
If I saw it happening, I speak up.
If I saw it happening, I'd never blame her. I'd help her.
Because I don't want to be a part of the problem.
I want to be a part of the solution.
We need all of you to be part of the solution. This is about respect. It's about responsibility.
It's up to all of us to put an end to sexual assault. And that starts with you.
Because one is too many.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee on the EX3 Radio Network. Our topic of discussion, the greater you. How do we get through the challenges of being willing to do what is necessary in order to live a life of joy, peace, and happiness? Where do we find the strength to accomplish our goals when all hell is breaking loose? Maybe you're in an abusive relationship and can't find the strength to get out. Or your self-esteem is so low that you're afraid to go after your dreams. Maybe you're just bitter and angry, and maybe with good reason, but know you need to change. You could be sick and struggling to hold on to hope and faith. The greater you can make that difference. The greater you must take it by force. And we're going to do a little scripture reading tonight because that comes from the book of Matthew. And it's a matter of taking responsibility for what God has given us. If you know that you have what it takes and don't use it, ask yourself whose fault is that? It's insane to have a defense when being attacked and not use your arsenal, not use your weapons. The greater one is more than capable. This is the real you. We need to learn to operate in that which we were made of. Don't look outside yourself for the answers. What others think, you know, for others' philosophy, their, you know, theology, even religion. The Bible says that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was speaking to the Samaritan woman, he said, listen, there'll come a day when you won't go over here, you won't go to the mountains, and you won't go over there. In other words, you won't go to a place to worship God. And the reason for that is because the kingdom of heaven is on the inside, and when we can accept that and begin to understand that we are more than capable, we have what it takes, everything that we need is on the inside of us, and if we don't start to turn inward and find the answers, the answers are there for each and every individual. And I think the problem is that we have been taught and conditioned that to allow other people to control us. We're always told what we need to do. Even as, I mean, grown people, I know we have to guide children. But even in the religious sector, we are conditioned. You know, we are told that we need someone else to tell us the direction of God. No one can tell us that. No one can have that personal experience with God except us. And so you have to go within yourself to find the answers that you need specifically for you. What applies to me may not apply to you. You need something different. And so until we start, we accept responsibility and accept the fact that God is within us and that we can go before the throne of grace, and find the answers that we need. They're not going to come from anywhere else. They're not going to come from anything that's outside of ourselves. And so, and I'm going to show you that and how we need to accomplish, to go after that which is within ourselves. And that's going to be in Matthew verse chapter 11. And just give me a second, because I find that this is something that can really help us. So that's going to be Matthew 11, and we're going to look at I think it's best if I just paraphrase this for the sake of time. This is talking about Jesus when he is speaking to the multitude, and he's speaking to the multitude about John. And he's asking them, because you know John was a forerunner for the coming of Jesus. And so he's asking the multitude what they were going out to see. They were following John. He was telling them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was telling them to look for one who's coming. And so he was preaching for Jesus. He was giving great props to Christ. But he says to them, what did you go out to see? Did you go out to see a person dressed in soft clothing? What were you looking for? Were you looking for a prophet? And he says about John, well, yes, he is a prophet. He's a great prophet. But what he wanted to tell, you know, wanted them to see in this when he was, you know, telling them all of these great things about John, this is what he said. Verily, or truly, I say unto you, and he's talking to the multitude, among them that are born of a woman, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. So he's telling them that amongst them that were born, listen to this, of a woman. So we know that he's talking about another type of birth here, because this is how we come into this world. We are all born of a woman. But he says amongst them that are born of a woman, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. So he says, even though you are going out to see this great man, this great prophet, or whatever you deem him to be, and I'm going to say, interject this, a lot of times we're looking at other people's greatness, and we're not realizing that we have greatness also. And so what Christ says to them after that, he says, nevertheless, even though he is one who is born after a woman and there has not been one greater, he says, nevertheless, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. So you know that he's not talking about John the person, because he's talking about, he said, that's least in the kingdom of heaven is greater. And how is it that the Bible tells us that in order for us to see the kingdom, it says what? We must be born again. So what that's saying to us is you've got to come into the knowledge of something. You've got to come into the knowledge that the kingdom of heaven is within you. And when we operate from that space, that is the greater you. Anything outside of yourself cannot contend with that. As long as you are operating in the kingdom, which is where all of the where we have everything that we have need of. The Bible says that we have everything pertaining to life and godliness within us. So my point tonight is we've got to go inward and we've got to take it by force. We have to go after the things that God says that we have, that which is already in us. We're full of God, but yet we're dealing with so many things of some might say the devil, like it's an outside force. I happen to think that in so many cases we're our own devils because we choose to do that which is evil, or, you know, and this is not a judgment. This is just trying to get us to see that we're in control. We really are in control, and we need some help sometimes to get to that place. And it says here further along, which is what we're going to really get into in just a minute here, it says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. He said the kingdom, that which is within you, suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Not talking about anything outside of yourself. He's talking about the kingdom. And that kingdom is the place, is what Christ came to speak to us about. He came to deliver that message that the kingdom of heaven is within you. So he says here, the kingdom of heaven is within us. And it suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. That word violent, that means to be vigilant. That means to be, to press. It's energy. You've got to do something. You've got to push. So that word violence means to press, to be energetic. Violent is the person or the one who is doing the violence, the one who is pressing, the one who is energetic, the one who is being diligent. That word allow, where he says the kingdom, I'm sorry, suffereth, means to allow. So let me just say this again to make it clear. The kingdom of heaven, that's within you, suffereth, which means allow, violence, which means to press, to be diligent, to be energetic, and the violent, that is the one who is doing the pressing, take it by force. And see, the issue with that verse is that some teach that it's something outside of yourself. It's you know, it's in the heavens, you know, like something, like God could suffer violence, you know. Who's going to attack the kingdom, attack heaven? What are you going to do with that? But it's not outside of ourselves. It's within ourselves. He's speaking of the kingdom in you. And he's saying here that, you know, sometimes you've got to take it by force. You've got to take the principles. You've got to take the things that pertain to God, that pertain to peace and joy. You have to take them by force. And that means you have to press in. We can take a look at the woman that had the issue of blood. She said within herself, if I could just press my way, that was the violence. The violence was she was pressing her way through that crowd, and she took what she needed by force, and that was to touch the hem of the garment of Christ, of Jesus, and she would be made whole. And that's what happened according to the scripture. She pressed her way. She did the due diligence. She did the violence that she needed to do to get to that which she needed that was in the kingdom, that which she said within herself. And she received what she needed. And so it is with us. We have to press our way. to take hold of that which is ours, that which is within us, which is all things pertaining to life and godliness. So I hope that, you know, I've made that clear to you, that it's not outside of you. And we have got to take the time to find out for ourselves what's within. And I'm not saying that we don't need to, you know, gather ourselves together, be around positive people, that we don't need to go to church. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that those things are not what's going to set you free. The only thing that's going to set you free is for us to take a look within ourselves, hear from the Spirit of God, and be guided by the Spirit for our individual lives, because the only way that we can have relationships is through our own experience, not through a book, not even through preaching. Preaching will cause us to hear, but then we've got to investigate. Then there's something that we have to do. We have to apply the principles. There's a work for us to do. Believing is not enough. We have to take action to bring about the experience. And that's responsibility and accountability, which is something that we all know we don't want to do. A lot of times we just don't want to take responsibility, but, you know, it's something that's necessary in order to have that true joy and peace. It's not about, you know, rest. It's not about, you know, ripping and running and, you know, I've got to be this and I have to be that. Now, if you want to be, that's fine, but, you know, people can make you feel like, you know, because you're not looking to own your own business, or you're not looking to, you know, do some of the things that society has said that we need to do in order to be successful, in order to be acceptable. We feel like we're nothing, or we're not, you know, we're not successful because we're not after those things. It's not about being after those things. It's about being true to you. And if being true to you is that you're cool just, you know, taking care of your business and laying back and having joy and peace, that's success for you. So don't let it be about somebody else or what other people think. And that's a major problem, because we're always looking from the outside. We're all, you know, because we're dealing with these five senses. But the day that we make up our mind that we're going to deal with ourselves from that which is within, because that which is within is the reality. That is the real you. What you're looking at on the outside is not that which is true. For me, when I gave the example about the cigarette smoking, and on the inside was the truth, it's wrong. But what I was looking at was a lie. I was looking at what I thought looked good, looked cool. Look at those beautiful O's. Which has consequences. Smoking has consequences, and they can be deadly. But just to bring about the point that the reality is on the inside. So it's important that we take this journey. Take this journey with that which is who we really are, the image and likeness of God. It is in the Spirit that we live, move, and have our being, or have our existence. That's where our true life is, in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, as the Bible says. And I'm talking about Scripture because that's my foundation. But I also know that there's more truth than that which is in the Bible. I have no problem with receiving truth from wherever it comes from, because I'm solid enough within myself to know who I am and that I am in the image and likeness of God. And we all are. So whatever we've adopted to help us to get to that place where we can begin to deal with our inner self, our true self, that's just a vehicle by which we're getting to that which is truth. And that's okay with me. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to hear from you. Give us your soul's expression. Express yourself. 929-477-3860. We want to hear from you. We'll be back after the break.
Oh, how am I ever going to finish this book? First, there's writer's block. Then there never seems to be enough time in my day to work on it. And then I don't know how to put my thoughts together. What do I do? I know. We call EX3 Books. They specialize in helping writers go from concepts to published books. EX3 Books team helps with outlining, editing, marketing, and so much more. No time like the present. Let's see. www.ex3ent.com. Yeah, www.ex3ent.com. Let me get this information so I can fulfill my dream of becoming a published author. You should too.
Have you been looking for authentic Caribbean and Latin cuisine in the greater Atlanta area? Well, we found the perfect spot, Caribbean Connection Restaurant, located at 2495 East-West Connector in Austell. Featuring the best Jamaican, Dominican, Puerto Rican, and Cuban dishes in Cobb County, Caribbean Connection also features live music, a full bar, salsa dancing on Thursday nights, and a pig roast every third Saturday. So stop by Caribbean Connection, 2495 East West Connector in Austell, or give them a call at 770-439-2211. That's 770-439-2211.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee. Our topic tonight, the greater you. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your soul's expression. Speaking about the greater you, which is on the inside. All that you need is in you, the kingdom, and you have the key. The key is when you need something from the kingdom and challenges are against you. That's what these principles are about, and they can be referred to as keys. And we receive the key tonight, and that is how to take it by force, understanding that the kingdom of heaven is within us. And so the principle that we can apply is that we have to take it by force. Sometimes things aren't moving and we've got to apply a little pressure. We have to do a little violence to get things moving. And in this case, it's okay. It's okay to press in, put a little pressure on ourselves to get the job done, to break through the barriers. Because when you're challenged with, say, habits, you know, saying go away, I really don't want to do this, is not always helpful. It doesn't just stop because we say, you know, we're tired. So that's when we have to take it by force. That's when the greater you has to get involved. That greater you, that image and likeness that's of God. You know, with God all things are possible. So when you feel like you don't have the strength and you're challenged, there is no greater than the greater you, than that which is within yourself. Very capable. Because it's receiving from that greater, which is God, which is within you. It's receiving from the kingdom, which is greater than that which is outside of ourselves, which is greater than the world, society, and that's on the inside of you. And the key to operating successfully in a lot of cases is to take it by force. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Give us an example of something that maybe you had to press in to make a change so that others will know that they too are able, more than able, to accomplish what's needed. I know that it's not always easy. I've had challenges, and I know that a lot of you have too. But listen, sometimes we just have to get up. You know, we want to live this life in peace and joy. We want the things that we're told that's for us. The Bible is filled with, you know, love and peace and joy and, you know, this place, this great place that we want to be in. But we want to be in it for real. We don't want to just say that we're happy. We want to be happy. We want this thing to be for real. No more of this, you know, faking it. I know how important it is to have that joy and peace because I was once without it. And it is no joke. It is no joke to be in misery, to feel down. This whole show is about you being a part. We're going to take a call. This caller has the last four digits of 0827. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Lynn, this is Yvette. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Yvette.
I just want to say, first I want to thank you for bringing this topic up, although a few of your other topics reflects this one. But for me, I think that most people do have the greater them inside them. But I think one of the reasons they're not able to pull it out is because they don't do enough soul searching. In order for people to feel that, although we do have people that think that they are a greater person, but as you brought out in one of your topics last week, that outer appearance of them is what makes them feel good. The inner side of them, they are walking around very miserable. And I think if a lot of people can just really do some serious and be sincere with their soul searching, they might really just find out, you know, I'm not bad at all. Like I have, like a friend said to me one time, you know what? I know I'm a fool. And because I know that, I'm all right. Now, okay, that person was honest with how he felt. But then I had to come back and I had to say to him, okay, it's nice that you know that you're a fool. I said, but what are you going to do about that? Because, see, you just don't want to know that you this type of way, and because you know that, God is okay with that, because no, he is not. You have to make changes, Lynn, and like you brought that out as well, we might be okay, like you brought out with the cigarettes. Now, I'm a smoker myself, and although I enjoy the cigarettes, I do, I know that they're bad for me, Lynn. I know one day something's going to happen. So because I know all of that and because I do enjoy the cigarettes, is it right? No, it's not, Lynn. I have to do some soul searching deep and get control and do something about that. Because regardless if God know any of our bad ways and we say, hey, God, you know, this is, you know, I'm sorry for however this is, and he is aware of that, you sharing that with him. The bottom line is you still have to make changes because the bottom line is he don't like it. And he's not going to change his position just because we are saying true to him, this is where it's at for us. We have to make changes, and you brought that out in quite a few of your topics because we could go on and on, Lynn. You could bring up all these great topics, but unless people really evaluate their self, because we all have behavior issues, we all have flaws and all of that, until we can be honest and work on those things and make changes, we're going to constantly keep staying in that same rut. So I do appreciate you bringing up these topics because they are very, very important to the human race. You see what I mean?
I do. I do see what you mean. And you're absolutely right. We do have to make changes. And glad you're listening because these topics are to help us to get to that place where we can, you know, make some decisions. Help us get to that place where through these topics, you know, maybe one of these topics will bring something to someone that says, and they get a wow moment, or some people call it an aha moment or a break that will help them to make that change. And I want you callers to also know that you're a part of this. When you call in and you give suggestions and you bring up these things and you share, it's all a part of helping each other. And so I really do appreciate the calls that you make calling in. I want you to continue to do so because it's appreciated. And you as well have something to contribute to making changes, to helping us all make changes. Miss Yvette, and you are right. We have to take
it. Okay. Well, thank you, Lynn, and you have a good evening.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Give us a call, 929-477-3860. We want to hear from you, your soul's expression. Give us a call and express yourself. Give us a call. Maybe you have something to say that can enlighten and help us all. And Miss Yvette makes a very good point. There is a work that we have to do. And I think we also need to, there's something that we need to understand about God. And I'll probably get some calls on this, but you, I know that we've been taught that sin is bad. But I don't believe that God is looking to, you know, punish us because we're doing some things that's not right. I believe that the principles, the laws are in motion, that we cause damage to ourselves in the case of the cigarette. God is rooting for you. If we're going to look at it from that standpoint in this personal sense of he, I know God is a spirit, but I'm going to use this personal sense, the word he. He is not judging you. In other words, everything that he has given to us is on the inside of us. And Jesus came to let us know that so that we can look within and have the power to be free. He came to set the captives free from ourselves, free from the bondage of our minds. in this case, you know, with the you know, we've adopted habits, and we need to break them. Well, it's, you know, don't look at it so much that we need to break them. You know, we say that God is not pleased. God is very pleased because he said that which he has done, it is good. He didn't change his mind about who we are. If we're in his image and likeness, how can we be anything else? The problem is we don't know that. We're not operating in that. So when we are, in bondage to our habits, we have what we need to get out. It's in us. That's not changing. So when we do something, it's not, you know, God's not pleased so much as we're hurting ourselves, because there are consequences to our actions. The consequence is that, you know, you can develop, you know, other illnesses because of smoking. You know, when we go out and steal, the consequence is we could, you know, we could hurt somebody, get shot, you know, go to jail. There are consequences already to the things that we do that's outside of the kingdom. That's why we are to go within. Like Miss Yvette said, do some soul searching. Because in doing the soul searching, we're going to find our true source. We're going to find that the true source is God. We're going to find that the true source is the Spirit. We're going to be able to be in movement with the Spirit. We're going to be more led and guided. We're going to be able to challenge this carnal mind, so to speak, the mind that has already been conditioned to the negativity. Just like if I know that if I'm feeling a certain way about something, I have to check myself. Is this my ego speaking? You know, because sometimes it's not what you think. So you have to check yourself and tell the truth. Wait a minute, is this, okay, now, is this true? Am I seeing this, or could it be me? Could it be that I'm just feeling a little jealous right now, or could it be that I'm feeling a little envious? You know, check out what that is. And that's what the soul searching is all about, telling the truth. And when we can tell the truth, we're not going to be in opposition all the time to, you know, the negativity. We're going to be more able to flow in that which is of God, because that's where we reside, really. Can you imagine? We're in the kingdom, but we're living like, I don't want to say peasants, but, you know, we're living outside of that which is good. We're making a choice to live outside of that which is good. So it is about soul searching. That is important. Take a deep breath right now. Just take a deep breath. Inhale deeply and exhale. How many times a day do you actually take a moment to just take a deep breath? That mind is always going. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, pressing and pushing. Now, great example. We press. We take it by force. We press and we push for that which we are deemed important. Now, look at what we deem to be important. And the reality is not in most cases. Now, not all cases. But in most cases, that which we deem to be important is not important at all. It's not important that we have the best clothes or designer clothes so that other people, here we go outside of ourselves, other people can see us in a different light. In a light that's not even a reality, it's not even important. But we, but that motivates us, some of us, to get up every day and go to work just so we can spend our money on, you know, frivolous things, because we deem that to be important. Because it's not about who we really are, it's about how we want people to see us, because we have allowed them to paint the picture. We have allowed society to tell us and to tell us what our world should be like. And so we're in bondage to that. We want to do one up. You know, so-and-so is doing this and doing that. I've got to do it, too. I've got to work that much harder. And we're grinding and grinding and grinding. And not feeding our souls with that which is of God. And so we become more addictive to what society deems to be successful, what society says that we have to do in order to be happy, in order to, you know, I guess be fulfilled. And then when you do all of that, you're still not fulfilled. There's that thing that's missing because we're not operating in the true, in our true selves. And our true selves being the image and likeness of God. We still have time to take a call or two. If you want to give us a call, 929-477-3860. We can still take your call. This has been a great topic of discussion, and I want to continue to talk about the soul because it is really all about that. It's really all about our souls. Souls are important. And once, you know, there's a scripture that talks about love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And the reason why we can't love our neighbors is because we're really not loving ourselves. When we love ourselves, we see our neighbors as one. You can't do anything else but love when we really love ourselves. And we're going to get, you know, deeper into some topics that really connect us to the Spirit of God, connect us to each other. Because those of us that say that, you know, that confess Christianity, we're in love with more of the stories than the Spirit. You know, the Spirit that says to love your neighbor. The Spirit that says that we are one. The Spirit that says that, you know, all that we have need is on the inside of us. There's a wholeness. We need to be made whole. And that means that we need to be complete, needing and wanting nothing. We are fulfilled. Everything that we have need of, that is what it means to be saved. It means to be whole and to be complete. And there is a difference. I use the story of the lepers to show you that there is a difference in being healed, say, you know, and being whole. Some, you know, or I guess we could say being delivered from something and being whole. You can be delivered from something, but that doesn't necessarily make you whole. Or, you know, we can use the word healing, because healing is an ongoing process because there are many issues that need to be healed. It's just not one thing, but to be whole is to be complete, needing no healing, and that's the place we want to go to. And in using the story of the lepers, I respect the lepers because even though they were in a bad state, and, you know, leprosy can be a nasty disease or is a nasty disease based on the description, and they were sitting with each other. They had been ostracized. They couldn't be around anybody because, you know, of this leprosy. So they're sitting there, and they say one day, you know what? They said, why sit we here until we die? And some of us might need to ask ourselves that question. We may be in a situation, we may be a drug addict or a prostitute or, you know, whatever that's got us in this place. Why sit we here until we die? And so they get up, and they go after Jesus. They hear about this man, and they go and they to him, and it says there's three of them, and he heals them. And after the healing of the leprosy, they go about their way. But one turned around and came back and worshiped him, thanking him for what he's done. And he said, were there not three of you? And only one came back. And for that reason, he said to this one, you are made whole. And he blessed them with wholeness. So he had already healed them, and they marched on off. But because he came back, he was made whole. He was made complete. So when Jesus asked the question, will you be made whole? That is to say, will you be made complete wanting nothing? And that's the place that we want to be in. We want to be made complete wanting nothing. So we're going to begin to wrap up, give you a little recap on the greater you. And believe me, you are greatness. More than you know, but you can find out about that greatness if you would just do some soul searching. If you would direct your attention inward, take moments out of the day to just sit someplace and be still. Because a lot of us can't even be still. We're very fidgety. We got to have noise around us at all times. The television has to be on. There's got to be some kind of noise going on or something to do. Those of you that are constantly cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, how much cleaning can you do? No, that's just not wanting to settle your mind down. Your mind is racing. Take a seat throughout your day. Matter of fact, wherever you are, just take a moment to take a few deep breaths. Just breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out and let go of all this around you and all this going on. And start to pay attention to that space. Pay attention to that place. Allow that quietness to come in, because that's where your answer is. That's where your answers are. That's when you're going to really begin to be directed and grow. So looking inward for the answers. And going to church again is great, and the job of the preacher is to preach the gospel, which is the good news. But beyond the gospel, even in the Bible, it tells you that there's going to come a day when you will no longer need a schoolmaster. There will come a day when no man shall teach you to know God. And this is your day. This is the day when you've got to go inward for yourself. You have been given permission. It is your duty to not use religion or, you know, outside influences as crutches for you to know how you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to live, because it's written in your heart. It's already in you. And that's where you have to go to discover it, to find it, and to begin to live it. Only you can do it. So be free to explore the real you, the peace, the joy, and the happiness, the keys of the kingdom which Jesus passed on to us. He said that the gates of hell will not prevail against us, but you got to use the key. You got to unlock that which is within yourself in order for the gates of hell not to prevail. We're going to begin to wrap up. I want you to tune in next week as we continue on with soul searching, your soul's expression. Take note of what that is. What is your soul really expressing? I believe that this change can be made. I believe that it will truly happen, because it's time for a lot of us. We've been waiting on this change. So the time is now. It's always now. So I want to thank you again for tuning in. I'm looking forward to you tuning in again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Tune in tonight at 10 o'clock for the C. Nathaniel Brown Show on ex3radio.com. He's always got great topics as well, things that, you know, that help us in life, how to start a business, you know, how to get some things that you're trying to do accomplished. So tune in tonight at 10 p.m. for the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. And until then, until next week, it's your world. Create something good. Have a good night.
Thank you for sharing your soul's expression with Lynn Renee. For more of The Soul Speaks, join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.